Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening babies, sticky seats with 50 ads and pop.
Thanks, Ricky. Thanks, Kate. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you, as it turns out, not from Austin, Texas, because that episode did not turn out. Yes, sadly, we have another lost episode on our hands. Despite noble efforts by my team to save it, they worked around the clock. That's right, they found a clock and they worked by it. The recording of the show from the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz on Friday, December 7, 2 Oceans 12, at 4:20, is unlistenable. Not L.A. Podcast Festival unlistenable, actually unlistenable. You cannot make out anything that anybody says for the entire thing. It's nobody's fault. These things happen. But the Austin Ep joins Toronto as a show that will only be enjoyed by the folks who experienced it live. In this not-so-special mini-boner ep recorded in my abode on Monday, December 10, 2 Oceans 12, I will attempt to recap what happened and apologize to all who participated and all who had hoped to hear it. It was day two of my glorious stay in warm and weird Austin, Texas. The night before, I'd done a Benson movie interruption at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz of my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard 1. Fun to see with a crowd, and fun to see that fat cop buying a shit ton of Twinkies like he knew they'd go out of business 25 years later. Upcoming movie interruptions include RoboCop at the Sunray Cinema in Jacksonville, Florida on Saturday, January 5th at 4:20. And the next day we'll be doing Dirty Dancing because no dingo eats baby in a corner or something like that. And on January 9th, it's time to get under the bed again because I'm interrupting Taken 2 at CineFamily in Los Angeles. I love Taken 1 so much I named my car, which is a Nissan, Liam. Liam Nissan. After those plugs and that bad joke, I did a Watch This, Not That Alamo Drafthouse Ritz audience member edition. One gentleman suggested Usual Suspects, a decent movie. Not as great as people make it out to be, I think, but it's good. And another gentleman, who was nicknamed Paul Krugman later in the show due to his slight resemblance to Paul Krugman. Google it if you don't know who that is. That dude suggested Skyfall. And I surmise that this dude probably just picked the most recent movie he saw, so I chose Usual Suspects over Skyfall. This has been a recap of Watch This, Not That, Alamo Drafthouse Ritz Audience Member Edition. My guests in Austin were three of my favorite local dudes: John Erler, founding member of Master Pancake, comedian Chris Cubis, and from Austin's Dudley and Bob radio show, comedian Matt Bearden. Had a lot of fun with those three, so I will be sure to come back to Austin soon and have those guys on again. We played Build a Title, starting with Black Christmas, and came up with Despicable Meet Joe Black, Christmas Master and Commander, far side of the world, according to Garp. Try putting that on a marquee and smoke it. What? I don't know. We then played Len Moulton, with Matt Bearden taking the win with a strategy I've waited for years to see happen. He actually looked up in advance what movie was number one 10 years ago at the North American box office. So when the asparagus pea category came up, he picked it, and he knew that the answer was Die Another Day. Whether this is cheating or not is debatable, but I was impressed and honored that a guest actually listened to the show and used it to his advantage. He won for a nice lady with a puppet name tag. Her name was Mary, and she gave me a lovely note. And so I'm glad that she got picked and won, because she was very, very, very excited to be there. I also got some brownies from Tadashi and Allison. Thanks, y'all. And people, please don't bring me food in the future. I know I've said this in the past, and I'm saying it again now. I love, love, love food, but, you know, you don't have to bring me gifts at all. You're being there at the show, and buying a ticket is gift enough. And finally, during the plug section, I mentioned that Leonard Maltin himself is returning to the show on Tuesday. So if you're in the L.A. area tomorrow night, come on down to see Leonard along with a couple show favorites playing the Leonard Maltin game. It'll be at 7:30. The last one at 7:30. We move to 7 o'clock each Tuesday at UCB starting on January 8th. I know this recap can't make up for all the laughs that were had and lost with the Austin episode, but I hope everyone involved will participate again sometime in the future. And as always, lost episodes of Doug Loves Movies are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug